We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Carson and Kennedy show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 104.1.
I'm going to start this with a quote that my wife uses quite often that I love. And it's, if it's not one thing, it's your mother.
That's pretty good.
Yep. I think we had that on a tea towel for many years. And so I had to start a conversation with my mom about things that she's saying on social media. And you know, my mom and I have a very interesting relationship in that my mother was pregnant with me at a very young age. Her first semester of college, 18 years old, she got pregnant with me, and we pretty much grew up together. And so it was an interesting relationship. I had a lot of autonomy growing up. There were not a lot of parameters.
I love that you call it autonomy.
I did. I was allowed to make a lot of my own choices from a very early age. And we moved a lot. My mother was married and divorced five times by the time that I was 18 years old. It was my life. It didn't seem like it when I was in it. It just seemed like this is what everybody lives.
Now, right. Dude, it's crazy that you're well adjusted.
I don't know that I'm well adjusted, Dan,
you
but
are.
Thank you.
Neil,
I appreciate
you're very
it.
Normal.
You really are.
And so my mother has been making some comments on other people's Facebook pages over the past probably year or so. And every time they would happen, we'd have a conversation about it in the house and be like, well, you know, that's just what she does. And then this more recent one happened. And it just so happened that my mom called me about something unrelated. And at the end of the conversation, I was like, so I saw you posted something on Facebook. And this isn't political or anything like that. It's just about interpersonal relationships with our families. And when I brought it up, she's like, she tried to deny it. There was a lot of silence and everything like that. And she said, you know, this, you're right. I could see how it could seem that way. And this is probably a conversation that we need to have. But we're not going to have it right now. Uh-huh. Just because
you're never going to have it again.
She's going to block your number.
That's it.
So I'm kind of curious, and it's 617-931-1234. If you've had to have a conversation like that with your parents about social media and what they're doing or saying, a text from the 201. Oh my gosh, is this the same mom that kidnapped you? Yeah, I only have one mom. Yes, there's only one mother that kidnapped me.
I know with all the stories, it seems like there's a lot of them.
Yeah, it's only one mom.
Just one.
It's
the same mom. Yeah, it's all part of it. So I just want a little bit of advice, or you can tell me how it went. Did it go miserably? Did it go well? Did they stop? Did they continue? Anne Marie is from Carver. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Hi, good morning.
So what happened? Did you have to have this conversation with a parent?
So my best friend did. I grew up next door to them, so her mom was like a second mom to me. And her mom sent me a friend request. And so when my best friend noticed it, she said, all right, I have to warn you that my mom has no idea what she's doing on Facebook. She said she will share everything instead of liking it. So her page is just like covered with stuff that she thought she was just liking, and yet she was sharing everything.
And oh boy.
So then we found out that somebody close to them had a family member that passed away, and they posted the obituary, and my best friend's mom commented LOL on it. So her daughter contacted her. She's like, Mom, why are you doing that on there? Obituary. She's like, well, I feel really bad. I wanted to send them lots of love. She said, that's not what it means, Mom. It means
nope.
you're laughing at the fact that their relative died. She had no idea what it meant. And she's like, I've been putting that on every obituary that I
read. LOL.
We need a slang for boomers tutorial.
Oh, that is spectacular. All right. Thank you. I appreciate you sharing that. I don't know that helps me in my situation, though. Because I don't want her to, you know, to stop being a part of my life because
well,
it's
I
good, you know, that
without,
she's.
Without saying what, say when, you know, I just feel like it's more about her feelings.
Yes.
Right.
And that's.
It's personal.
That's something you'll have to dig into with
yeah.
her.
Right.
Making her. I think we all have to realize that our words have weight. And you can hurt feelings with them, even if you think you're not.
And on a public, it's so
incredibly
public.
You've got to remember that other people see it, not just the person you're giving
yes,
it to. I think
exactly.
sometimes they lose sight of that.
It's really easy to type and comment and press push and all of this
yeah.
stuff, and you don't realize that that has really bad repercussions.
Yeah.
And you don't know also what the headspace is of the person who put it there and where they're coming from.
Yeah,
that's the thing, too, that I think my mom might be missing, is she's seeing these things from family and friends. And she's taking it as like a personal attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it really, it's more about the baggage other people are carrying about other things.
Well, tell her that if it was indeed an attack, she would be tagged. So.
Right. We'd add her.
from the 9778, what did your mom exactly do? I don't want to get into the minutia of it all.
I don't.
Right.
It's just she's just commenting on things and making it very personal about her when it really has nothing to do with her. And then kind of
taking digs.
Yeah. One of the things she did that I don't mind talking about is she kind of questioned my sister-in-law coming to town.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I don't know how you can do that. You know, traveling, and I would like to be able to travel and this sort of thing. And what my sister-in-law did, what the protocol said, she took the COVID test. She got the clearance.
Yeah, you
she
guys
did
were
all,
very safe. Yeah.
Right. And she, my mother doesn't know all of the backstory of what goes on of everyday life in my life. So to get on there and try and call somebody out for what they're
and
doing.
Funny story. She probably could if she wanted to.
Right.
Just make a phone call, get a test. Come
Absolutely.
On. So. Come on to Boston.
Well, I will keep you posted. I will let you know how that conversation goes.
I'm sorry for you.
I don't envy you.
No, not in the least. It's hard when you have to have a grown-up conversation
with
the grown-ups.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's really hard.
Because, you know, she used to wipe my butt back in the day, and now I have to give her life advice.
Now it all turns around. Right, exactly.
From the 339, I'd like to have a conversation with one of my husband's parents. His parents pick fights in town Facebook pages with strangers.
My girlfriend and her roommate fight on Foxborough Discussion all day.
Well, and she says
looking for the smoke.
And she says the parents don't even live in that town.
Honestly, they live in Mansfield. It's the same thing.
town Facebook pages are a gift to all of us.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.